Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. One expert recommends U.S. President Joe Biden and Donald Trump take a different approach on Thursday than the one that led to a free-for-all in their first debate 4 years ago, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead, mister. I'm listening to you. Wait a minute. You get the final word, mister.
Well, it's hard to get any word in with this clown.
There was a lot of yelling and interrupting and attacking in Cleveland.
I think the game plan for both candidates is to try to avoid those personal insults and attacks. They don't play as well when there's not an in-person audience and any feedback.
University of Michigan debate chief Aaron Call says it's pointless.
There's not a lot of need to throw red meat to the base of supporters, which are already pretty firmly on the side of both candidates.
So they should aim at the middle, the undecided voters. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Palestinians fled from areas in Gaza City on Thursday after an Israeli evacuation order and heavy bombing. The Israeli military has ordered new evacuations from neighborhoods that were heavily targeted and largely emptied earlier in the war. The latest orders applied to neighborhoods where residents reported bombing on Thursday. First responders with Gaza Civil Defense said airstrikes hit 5 homes, killing at least 3 people and wounding another 6. It said rescuers were still digging through the rubble for survivors. Israeli authorities say 68 people, 19 sick and injured children and their companions, have been allowed out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt in the first medical evacuation since May, when the territory's sole travel crossing was shut down. The Israeli military body responsible for Palestinian civilian affairs says the evacuation was carried out on Thursday in coordination with officials.